This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, how did our cattle trade today?
Well, our cattle market started off with some upside, then turned negative, then traded mixed. And by the end of the day, the feeder cattle had the best gains. Live cattle were a little bit on the mixed side, and our hog market also lost their early upside. Now, boxed beef at midday, 65 lower on choice. Selects were unchanged, moved 72 loads. All this made cattle kill of 115,000 head today. We also saw the pork cuts down $1.76 at mid-morning. On the close today, December live cattle were 40 cents lower. February live cattle, 12 cents higher. November feeders, $1.55 higher. Jan feeders up $1.80. And December lean hogs, 87 cents lower.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Okay, sports fans, it's game time at the Built Ford Tough Sales event. Ford F-150 with EcoBoost has smash-mouth power with efficiency. Ford Super Duty, boom. That's how you punch it right up the gut, pal. And here's another stat, folks. F-Series has been America's best-selling truck for 37 straight years. That's called a dynasty, baby. Now, during the Built Ford Tough Sales event, score big savings on the hardest-hitting lineup of trucks on the field.
The Built Ford Tough Sales event is on for a limited time at your Oklahoma Ford dealer. Come in today to get the best deals on a brand new F-Series truck. There's no better time to see the great fuel economy, dominating power, and legendary Ford quality that's made F-Series America's best-selling trucks for 37 years straight. And now, during the Built Ford Tough Sales event, get huge cash back, low APR financing, or attractive lease offers on a brand new Built Ford Tough F-150 or Super Duty. Go online to OklahomaFord.com. Then visit your Oklahoma Ford dealer for a test drive today.
Tom, what's going on in the grain market?
Nothing good, I'm afraid, Leslie, as we saw downside across the board. Wheat, corn, and soybean. The short covering, the technical buying that had pushed this market higher back throughout the month of October has not came back to help this market in the month of November. This is the second day that we have seen lower trade take place. As far as big news out there going along with it, there is none. But I think people are also looking that next Monday we're going to have our monthly supply and demand report, and they're looking for higher production and yields out there in the corn and the soybeans versus last month. And that's also adding to the selling in the market. Today on the close, December Kansas City wheat 7.25 lower. March KC wheat down 8 cents. December Chicago wheat down 7.75. December corn down 9 cents. March corn down 8.75. January beans down 20 cents. March down 19.25. And December cotton down 145 points.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.